Shalom to get the food to get in the Chutzah Shalom, and it's not going to get. The Rebbe said in both cases that that is acceptable, that constitutes in the Seer. The places later on Ayin Zayin on the day, beginning of the Perek HaZeret, raises an objection. Isn't the end of Magali Karka? The husband puts the get on his karka, and at the time that he places the get on the hut there, the gerushin does not take effect. The gerushin takes effect later on. At the time that he did the nesinah, the get wasn't valid. Shouldn't that be the violation? So the get on the karka. The husband puts the get on the table, and the wife has didn't receive it yet. And then tells the wife, you pick it up. So later on, the wife picks it up. So that's not called a nesina. There shouldn't this also be a problem of sligit of magalika. So today's the answer is on Ayin Zayin on the day. It's the exact same rabbi. They're saying the same thing on Ayin. Husband wrote the get and he put it in his chaser. And then he's knocked on the chaser to the wife, as the rabbi said by husband. The same thing on Ayin Zayin. So today's explained when the husband is machne the chaser to the wife, that constitutes the nesina. So yesterday we learned Abaye's objection against the Rabbah. That Abaye Taina is, but again, Min HaTorah can be given Bal Korchai. So Abaye has a Taina, not only a get can be given Bal Korchai, Abaye sounds like he's saying like the Erez HaMeach argument. A get must always be given Bal Korchai. There's a Chayim there of the Negershon that you're not permitted to get the get Bal Korchai. We spoke in class, we spoke about this. Many assume that the Chayim Dera Bein Gershon is only an Isha Dera Bonon on the level of the right of the Nazir. And the Tehkirishit quotes in Shuvah Saran that to give a get to your wife against her wishes is an Isha Dera Isha. He's married for 50 years with his wife, married for 65 years with his wife. And then he falls in love with a young secretary. He divorces his wife against her wishes and he marries the young secretary. It's not an Isha Dera Isha. When he got married, he promises to love, honor, and cherish the wife, then he gives her a gift against her wishes. So the Shuvah Saran writes that he thinks that it's certainly an aver deraisa. So what did Rabbi Gershon add on? He adds on a curse. A cherem is a curse that the person should drop dead. The Gemara says in the third parak in Masechta Tzmoni that a cherem is a klala that sneaks into the Ramah Yigard. Tez Reishnem is the same letter as Reishnem Tez. So it's a curse that the person should die. And everybody dies ultimately, but this person died because of the curse of the desert. And even if they put him in heaven today and it takes him 35 years till he dies, we don't attribute his death to his old age. We attribute his death to the curse of the desert. And this Shulchan Aruch says that the children, the relatives, don't observe Avelus. Like the Mishnah states in Masechta Sanhedrin that Harugi Bezdin, if someone was given a Mishnah sentence, give us straight to Harry Bechanek, so the relatives do not observe Avelus based on the passage that says, Mavod Rishon Rina. And if Russia dies, he's supposed to celebrate, he's not supposed to be crying, he's not supposed to be sad. So then Shulchan Aruch like that, that Mishnah Bezdin Yiduyo, Bezdin, Soklim, Esarono, if Mar says it doesn't mean that the Mishnah. It doesn't mean that in Tokum the Sarana that you put a big pile of stone, Kigalo Shalochim, like when Ochan was punished, Ochan was the one who was loyal in the Cherem Yibichon. So they made a big pile of stones on top of his block where they buried him. So the Mishnah says in Adias that Mishnah made the Nidudet in Tokum the Sarana. It doesn't mean you put a big pile of stones, it means you put a slab of stone on top of the Aron. So what's the purpose? So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Mordechai to demonstrate that this person really deserves Skiva. And we attribute his death to the curse of the dead. The Mishnah Ben Nidui, Nidui and Ferem are different kinds of curses. Ferem is Mohammed and Nidui. And that's why the relatives don't observe Avelus. We treat him as if he were one of the Harugi Avelus. So the point to the Shulchan Aruch that the Avera of one who gives his wife to get Bal Korchos and Aver Deraisa, was Rabbi Gershon that on the Cherem. Like we mentioned, it says in the end of Eben Ezra that there's a Cherem HaKadmonim from the early Rishonim not to beat up your wife. So it doesn't mean that until the days that the Kadmonim introduced the Cherem, it was mutter to beat up your wife, and it was always Misa Deraisa to beat up your wife. But it wasn't so common that they should feel it necessary to curse the person that he should drop dead, to put it in chair. People do have theirs, and you don't put everybody in chair. You don't give everybody curse, they should all die. But sadly, there came a period of time that so many people were being abusive of their wives, so they come on and made a chair. They said, whoever beats up his wife should drop dead. They gave him a curse, that's a chair. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch holds. That Rabbi Negeshin just added a chair, and whoever gives his wife to get Bal Kocha should be cursed, he should die. He should die earlier than other ones. But it's still an issue the right. So that's, there is an issue, either an issue the right, an issue the Rabbanon, not that you be garish your wife Bal Kocha. That's for sure. Nonetheless, the Arsenech is explaining in Hilchot Gittin, the Abacha says, it's been out of Achaber, it's an Aver to give a get Bal Kocha. But in Hilchot Gittin, the Abacha says that if the husband gives a get Bal Kocha, that the get is valid, and the Arsenech argues out the point, and this seems to be a wise argument, that every get has to be given Bal Kocha. Even with the Chemder of the Negershim, even if you hold like the Jewish Iran, that it's an Aver, the Raisa, you're not going to give a get against your wife's wishes, but Lamaisa, when she already does consent, is considered as if the get is given with her da, without her da. You only, by Kiddushin, you need Da'as HaBa'al Da'as Ha'isha, by Gerushin, you only need Da'as Ha'isha. So here, Abaye disagrees with Rava. Rava says the husband writes the get and he puts his Di'as HaEved Shalom, Yashin Mekafus, or he writes the get and he puts his Lechot Shalom, and then he's makna the other knighted to the wife, either king star, or he's makna the chotzer to the wife, either either king star, either king in chazoka, either king in chalitpen, either king kes, or whatever. So when he's makna the chotzer to the wife, makna the other to the wife, that's called the nesina of the get. So by time, what kind of nesina is that? But the nesina is only valid over here if the wife consents. You can't be makna the chotzer. I guess you can give to your wife all the chotzer, but you can't be makna your chotzer to the wife. Giving back the Rebbe wife Bal Kocha, but since here the Nesina of the Ged consists of the Haknas HaChotzer, consists of the Haknas HaEved, and Haknas HaEved and Haknas HaChotzer is only good Nidat Isha. So since you need her consent, so that should be a violation of putting into the Magabi Karak. That was Abai's disagreement with the Rebbe. So we don't pass like Abai. We pass like Rabbi. Whenever there's a Makalik, it's Abai or Rabbi. We always accept your other opinion, except for the six cases of the Al-Kadam, and this is what, in this case, is not one of the six cases. So we pass like Rabbi. So the question is why? Isn't it talking that the patient says sometimes he's lying on the base? Isn't it really a lack? Should it be considered a violation of Tulipet Magabi Karka? Doesn't put the gift on his Karka. And at the time that he placed the gift, the Nesina wasn't meaningful. It was Makal. And then the get only takes effect when the wife agrees to declare the character from the husband. No, it's not Namaskar, it's not Magabi character. So Tayshah's answer on Zion and Bay to explain Rabbi. No, the fact that the husband is Machna to the wife, that's the Nesina. And Nesina is not when he puts the get the Yad Ha'evet Kanaini Shalom Yashin the Kapus, and it's not when he places the get into the Chotah Shalom. At the time that he places the get into the Yad Ha'evet, and so the chotzer, it wasn't called, it's not called the nesina. So when does he do the nesina? The nesina doesn't necessarily have to be by giving over with my hands. The nesina means when the husband grants das machna, that the wife should declare the chotzer, the wife should declare the eved, that's the nesina. So the question is, yeah, but you need two to tango. You have to have das habal, you have to have das machna to be machna. Here the husband wants to be machna his chotzer and his eved kinani to the wife. But the wife has to consent to be kind of. So why do you say that it's called the Nesina? Because you need the Da'as HaBa'al, but you need the Da'as HaEisha also. So it's the Gita Magabi Karka. The Nesina is supposed to be done by the husband. Here, it doesn't get off the ground without the Da'as HaEisha also. So I think the answer is to be found in the Gemara in the Dorim of Daflam and Hei from the Galen. The Gemara Dorim is talking about Dina Me'ila Behegdish. There's a famous passage in Kiddushin that the Tosfos explains, Tosfos shows from the Mishnayos and from the Gemara, that there are two forms of Ne'ila behavior. One is Ne'ila Shal Hamro, one is Ne'ila Shal Hotzo. Ne'ila Shal Hamro, Tosfos is on Nunhei Yomadal, Yivan Masvei Moel Hamro. So one form is Ne'ila Shal Hamro, let's say by mistake I sat down on the chair. And I didn't realize the chair was a hedish, and the Ginsburg was going to auction it off to the highest bidder. and I sit down before anybody was placed in the chair, and I have enough. I am standing for 5 hours. I'm sitting and resting, or I'm riding on a donkey that belongs to Hegdish. I thought it was my donkey. I made a mistake. So I got Hanoah from Hegdish inadvertently. I was never in Hegdish. So the din is I have to pay for the Hanoah that I got. I have to take care of the Chaimesh, and I have to bring an Hashem Me'ilus in order to get a kapar, because I violated down there B'shogeg. But there is no such halacha that the Hekdesh is guilty of the Chumas. There is a din, Nefesh, Tisim, Omal, B'chot, B'shogeg, B'chot, Hashem, and the Gemara in the Mishnah is saying, Me'ila, Hein, Me'ila, Hashem, B'shogeg. And when a person is moiled the Hekdesh, then the Hekdesh is guilty of the Chumas. And once the Hekdesh becomes Mishkalel, then if another person will be Nenem in the Hekdesh, the other person will not be chayav korban me'ila. Once someone oils the hekdesh by mistake, then the hekdesh is no longer hekdesh. It's guilty l'chol, and other people are permitted to be nenem in hekdesh, no longer hekdesh. But Tosafot says that din, ein moil ha'moil, then me'ila is moti l'chol, ein me'ila l'loch shashin v'shus, that is losing the ownership of hekdesh, loses their ownership and becomes chol. That's only if you did me'ila shal ha'tzor. What does it mean, me'ila shal ha'tzor? Let's say, I thought that the chair belonged to my next door neighbor, and I was prepared to steal it from my next door neighbor. Little did I know that the chair belonged to Hegdish. I just stole from Hegdish. That's one case, neither shall I steal. Or I thought the chair was mine, and I'm giving it away as a present, as a bar mitzvah gift to somebody. I thought it was mine, and I have a right to give it away. Then it turns out that it wasn't mine. It was Hegdish, and I gave it away to someone else. That's how it's up. That's the Shin of the Shoes. So if I did eat the Shin of the Shoes, I thought I'm stealing it. If I thought it was my chair and I took it with me, so there's no Shin of the Shoes. That's not Mila Shah, but it's up. Mila Shah means I thought it belongs to Jack, and I'm stealing it, and it turns out it belongs to Hegdish, and I stole it. That's Shin of the Shoes. I thought it belonged to me, and I'm giving it as a gift, and it turns out it didn't belong to me, it was Hegdish, and I gave it as a gift to someone else. That's Mila Shah, my soul. So there, not only do you have to take care of the Chaimish and bring Hashem Elos, there was a Kasset says in, Ein Mila, the Shin of the Shoes, that the Hegdish is Yoktu Mechubin, and then the Mishnah states in Masechet Mila, quoted there in Kiddushin, in Hayam and Alam, Ein Mala Hamal, the Mechdosh, once it's Yoktu Mechubin. So it's no longer Hegdish. Once someone does Mila Shal Hatzor, the Hegdish is Yom Tzibachulin, and everyone else is there allowed to get Hanoah. So the Ran in his Zorim just points out, Ran doesn't Bamehem at all, just points out. Why is the Noise? But I thought this chair belonged to me, and I gave it to you as a gift. So why do you say that I'm in violation of Mehila Shal Hatzor? I can give it as a gift from today till tomorrow, but if you don't agree to be kindness, so the kinyan isn't going to take effect. I thought it was mine and I'm giving it to you. So, I have the chair, and the chair is on the floor. So I say, I want to give you the chair as a gift, pick it up and take it home. So I didn't even pick it up, you picked it up. So why do you say that I did the Ne'ilah Shel Hatzor? Why don't we pin the blame on the Mekabel HaMatana? They did it in the blame. Whoever did it, did it in the shaykh. Someone violated the Mila B'shaykh. So why do you say that the Noitan HaMatana violated the Mila B'shaykh? I thought it was mine, I'm giving away the Matana. Turns out that I gave away Hegdish's chair. Why don't you say that the recipient of the gift, he's the one to make a kinyan. Why don't you say that he's the one who's moral? So the Ran just points out, you see the Feirish in the Gemara, the Mishnah is like that, the Gemara is all over the place. And when you have Mila Shal Hatzor, the Noitan, is giving to a Mekabel Matana, the Noisin is Moil. Why? So the Halacha says that whenever there's Das Makna, there's no need for Das Kainan. There's a Mishnah in the first parak in Bob Metzia that says that Metzia's Katan is only Gezon Midrabban. Let's say there's a Dovah Shalhefka sitting in the street, and someone walks over and picks it up. A bar of gold, let's say, from somebody with Makir. But someone goes, picks it up, says, there's a Manahefka, so he's Kainan. I'm not allowed to take it away from the other who was there. It will be Gezon now. What happens if the one who picked up the bar of gold from the street to be Zedman after was a kid before Bar Mitzvah? So then the Mishnah says that the Tzias Cheresh is the custom. The rule to be Alavin Eidah is only Gezon with the Rabban. If I steal from the little kid before Bar Mitzvah, it's only Gezon with the Rabban. It's not Gezon after. Why is it not Gezon after? Because the right of the child is Alav Bar Das before Bar Mitzvah, even if he's a super genius. Cheresh has to be gotten considered not an Eidah. And in order to be Derech Menehek, you have to have Daf Kain. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Tosfos points out, Tosfos in Sahed and Daf on the Chet and the Beis, has a famous long discussion in the Tosfos, a long walk Tosfos. So Tosfos has two opinions, and the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch runs as follows. When do you say that a cotton who picks up a dover shall have to, with no claim of the Rabbanon, that's what it's a dover shall have to. What if I'm bar mitzvah and I'm giving a gift to the cotton? Let's say I'm giving a bar mitzvah gift and the kid is not yet bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah is going to be next week. I give a gift today. So then Tyson says the cotton is kind of not there. I cotton with a lot by that. So Tyson says, no, but the das acheres makna, the one who's giving the gift from this bar mitzvah, and he is a bar das. He's a cotton. He's with the bar mitzvah. So whenever the das acheres makna, then there's no need for das kain. Tosfos has two opinions about that, whether that is so or not, and that's the accepted opinion in Choshen Mishpat. And whenever the das acheres makna, the cotton can be kind of nothing. So the Rishayim say like that. They have other rites and gemaras and chesed sabbat and other dinim like that. And whenever the das makna, there's no need for das kain. That's what it seems to be the kavanah of the Ran and the Zohar on Manahem and Aleph. That the main person who does the hoitzor by Nilu Shel Hoitzor, he's giving a gift. If I thought the chair was Jack's chair and I'm stealing it, so I did the hoitzor. I stole the chair. I thought it was my next door neighbor's chair. Turns out that it was Hegdish's. So I did a Nilu Hoitzor. If I thought that the chair is mine and I'm giving away as a gift to my next door neighbor, then it turns out that it was Hegdish. So then you don't say that the next door neighbor who made the kinyan on the matana is over on the evening. You say the nice thing. Who gave it his over on the evil, because whenever there's Das Machna, there's no need for Das Kaina. Even though you need the Mighty Kenyan of the Kaina, but the Mighty Kenyan is meaningless without Das. I bet you have to have the Haskama of the Lakeach also. You can't give him a ton of Alkara Shalom. So the answer is no. Since Allah has said, whenever there's Das Machna, there's no need for Das Kaina, so we declare that the Machna is doing the whole. The Machna is really the one who's doing the whole Kenyan. So the one who's we pin the blame on the Neitan HaMatana, he did the Mila Shalom. So that's what the Tosfos probably means later on, I'm dying on the base. And the husband wrote the get and he put it the Yad Evik Naini Shalom, called the Yoshin. Well, he wrote the get and he put it the Yad Chotze Shalom. So at the time that he did, the Nesina started in the Sina. Because Evik Naini doesn't yet belong to the wife, and the Chotze doesn't yet belong to the wife. But then it's Makna the Chotze to the wife. So the Haknoat HaChotze to the wife constitutes the Nesina. Why is it considered he's doing the Nesina? But you need, the wife has to agree also. She has to make the Maitri Kinyan. She has to agree. So the answer is just like by the Ela, we say that the Nesen HaMaton is the one who's Mayo. So to over here, the husband who's giving the karka to the wife, or selling, it doesn't matter, selling or giving. The husband is giving or selling the 90 to the wife, or the karka to the wife, he's considered doing the Nesina. Whenever you have a das machna, there's no need for a das kaina, then the machna is considered as if he did the whole thing. So that was the gemara that we learned yesterday on Amun Aleph. So that's what we pass like Rabbah, that is called the Nesina. That's what Tosfos says later, Ayin Zayin Aleph Beis, that the husband expressing his das machna, even though the wife has to make the Maitri Kinyan on the other kind, she has to accept the star that the husband gives her, to switch the ownership of the sadeh, to switch the ownership of the other man, she has to make the Maitri Kinyan. But nonetheless, that's considered that the husband did the nesina. The din is that more later, if korak lecharsei, that's good enough. Let's say the husband, like when you get a diploma, so you hand over the diploma, the other person takes it. So the Gemara says if the husband gives the gift to his wife as a diploma, and then she takes it from him, that's considered the scene. As long as the husband started in the scene, he moved the get closer to the wife. You know, our practice is that we fold up the get to be a tiny piece of paper, and the wife stands there with two hands like this, fold it up the get, and the husband drops the get in, and the wife doesn't grab it at all. So the person raises an issue, maybe if the husband gives and the wife is going to grab, maybe it's a violation of the Pulitzer of Magad. That's a humra that comes from the person's later on. The mother gets the other machine of the other. But Nikar Adin, the Gemara says the Farish, that Orek Lecharte, the husband has to get in between his trousers and his waist. And he, like people put a gun over there. And he leans over to his wife and he brings the get closer to her. and then she can take it out from his waist. So the Gemara says he did the Haskalah Tanasina. She knows the Gemara, so that's called the Sina Mitzvah. So that's the same over here. We assume that since the husband's giving the gift to the wife, the husband has to exercise his Das Machne. Even though the wife needs Das Kreve, the wife has to make the magic kinyan. The main kinyan is considered as if it's done by the husband. But she has to finish it off. And that's like the Oracle of Karta, he did the Haskalah Tanasina. The main part of the Sina, and she finished it. So that's that is respectable. So consider the Sina. So now the Gemara, we got up to the Gemara, the bottom of the Gemara, Chafal from an hour on the left line. So the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah that we learned already on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Amachlech Zagis Adulimi and Achacham. Zagis is going to be said that a guest has to be doing the Seder, similar to parchment. Yes, it really helps if you have a cloud across the cloud. So basically, it's explained on how cloud can be. Yeah, we've got the cloud for pride, now I've got the foolish. Any background material that they might get on, as long as it's dummy is the safer. Instead, the word safer means function. Has to be something dummy is the safer. To the exclusion of Berkwin and Balachai. And we don't accept this opinion, because we understand it. Because we're on safer creatures, safer doesn't mean parchment, otherwise we should have said bas safer. On the parchment. So the word safer refers to the text that we get. So you can't say don't need the safer, the word safer doesn't run the background at all. Okay. So that's what we talk about Balakhaim. So the Mishnah gives two examples of Balakhaim. One example was that the husband writes to get on the Kevin Shalpara, and the Parah is still alive. The other example was that he writes to get on the Yadva Eved, on the arm he tattoos it. It's a service kaka, and he tattoos the get on the Yadva Eved, and he gives the wife the whole Eved. So the Gemara comments on the Mishnah that he has to give the wife the whole edit tonight, and he's not going to chop off his arm. He's a human being. Of course, he's not going to cut his arm off. But by the Behemoth, why does he have to give his wife? He wrote the guest on the Karen Shofar on the horn. Why does he have to give her the whole para? Let him shaft the para. The para will be dead, he'll make a barbecue, and he'll cut off the Karen. He'll give the Karen to the wife. Why do you have to? It says in the Mishnah, the notion of the para sounds like that's required. If he writes the get on the Kerem Shofar, it's only valid, it's only acceptable to give to the whole Torah. Basically, the whole Torah is good because it's a live animal. And we don't talk him, so live animal is good. So what's the shlep? Why is it bad? If they'll shaft the bane, they'll cut off the one and give it on. The wife says, no, because it's Mechusa Maisa. If you do Mechusa Pizza, so that's not acceptable. So that's what we explained already. When we learned the first half and the sister, that the part is that the Ksivah is mom is that the Ksivah the Haskalah Tagerishim. And you have to have the Ksivah should be the Surah to the Nesina. This is the Haskalah Tagerishim, the Nesina, the Gemara Gerishim, the composite Kenya that consists of Ksivah plus the Nesina, unlike all other stories. The Ksivah is just the preparation of the Teth for the Shtar, and then the Ksivah Sashtar constitutes the Kenya. And here, the Ksivah is already the Haskalah Tagerishim, we showed many rights. So this then is based on that assumption that you shouldn't have another mitzvah done to the guest anything you see them and see. But if the husband writes to get today, puts it in the drawer, and then he waits a year, then he gives the guest to the wife a year later. He did a lot of things that he seen today next year when he finally gives the guest. That's not called the chus mitzvah to get. Chus mitzvah, let's say he takes the guest and he puts it in an envelope, then he puts it, that's not called, he did another mitzvah to the guest. Another mitzvah to the guest means he cuts the get off from the part. He shafts the part, and then he cuts off the horn from the rest of the part. So that's considered Mechusamah. The Taisus here on Sfafal and Beit has a Machoikis Balei HaTaisus. What if he writes the get on a long piece of paper? And then the paper is expensive. The get only consists of 12 lines, and the signatures take up another 2 lines, so it's only 14 lines. And he has another 100 lines left on the piece of paper, so it's the Hesed Mamet. The text is that he cuts off the get from the rest of the paper. So is that considered Mechusah Ktsivah? The first about it, they should say no. The only time it's called Mechusah is if you, let's say, I wrote the get on a tree, then I chopped down the tree and I give it to my wife. So the tree was attached to the ground. Now it is growing. So when I chopped down a tree, now it's a different thing. That's called doing a different mitzvah to the get. I chopped it up, it's no longer Mechusah Ktsivah, and now it's Torah. Or if I wrote the get on the Yadva Eved, Yadva Eved is not going to chop off the arm. Yeah, I wrote the get on the Karen Shalpara, and then I'm going to shaft the part and detach the Karen of the part from the rest of the part. that's the Karen was spotted a live animal, and now I got off the Karen shall part. It's not no longer part of the animal. That's called the glutamine. But I have to get written on a piece of paper. The Star Rock is a big piece of paper with 114 lines on it. And then I wrote 14 lines, 12 lines again, 2 lines signatures. I cut it off and I keep the 100 lines myself. So I could have, if I would have cut it off before, the get was written on a piece of paper. So it's like, yeah, if I cut the same piece of paper, just I cut off the rest of the get. But the first opinion in the session is that's not called the glutamine. How do they prove their point that this is the case? Because the Gemara has, on the left line, on the Afrofalik on the day, Amakulik is a Bible Rodri, what's the din? Al Allah, shall us its knuckle. The husband writes a get on a leaf that's growing and a flower pot that has a necket on the bottom. Abai says it's kosher, Rabbi says it's puzzle. Abai says it's kosher, why he gives it a whole get? What's the problem? And Rabbi says it's puzzle, Zeir Hashem and Yitzchum. We're afraid, Midrabanan is not allowed to do that because he may by mistake rip off the flower and he won't want to give the whole flower pot to the wife. He may by mistake rip off the flower that has the get written on and give it to the wife. That would be malicious too. So why did Mara only talk about writing the get? Allah shall us its naku to be the same child if you write the get on Allah of an shame and naku. If you have a flower pot that doesn't have a hole on the bottom, so all the flowers that are growing inside are being kitonish. Same shiva though. If you're telling me that if you have a piece of paper and you wrote the first 14 lines there again, and then you cut off with the scissors the rest of it again, then that's because it's pizza. And the exceed is not the truth and the dinner. So the same should be the same issue. What our Bible Rav only have a machlokes if he wrote the get on the left line on the Amud. I'm now with Shabbat, no. Should be the same machlokes, Allah with Shabbat, Shein and Amud. So the Baal Yatesh, the brother of the left line, he sees that if it's an Amud, Shein and Amud, and the flowers that are growing are even Kitabush, then it's like a piece of paper. I cut off the bottom of the paper that does not pose a problem. That's how the Baal Yatesh is covered. But then they quote Rabbi Nitzan, know that it's not correct. The first he called the Rajdah. Rajdah is the older brother of the Rabbi Natan. There were three brothers, they were all grandchildren of Rashi. Rajdah is the love of Rashi. Rabbi Natan was a little child when Rashi passed away. So the Rajdah says, Dafkin, Bali Chaim, Boker, Mechubel, Karaka, that he wrote his own Nigizula. That's called Mechuz Maif, he did it. But he had a piece of paper, he just cut it off, he had not given. She ate on the offer. And you got a rip off they were Shem Yitzchak. What's Shem Yitzchak? Even if you rip off the leaf, nothing changed. It was published before, it's published now. That's not called Mechuz HaMais. That's what he proves. The Teda, the Rashbam proves it, that the sum of the Tamachlekes of Sliga by Rav Shekosva, if he wants to get our Rav Shalot, it's Noku, the Rav is going to say Shem Yitzchak. So why is it only making this there by not to Shem? Why is he only making this there by not to Noku? You see, by not to shame and also mash mafi li yitzam, it will be kosher. There's no room for Rabbi's David. You see, it's the right to the Rajbam. The next place is the Chentir, Shabbat and Shmai, and the Peirushai. So if you have a big yet, sure. And then it's kosher. If you cut off the bottom of the piece, maybe it's kosher. However, when the incident came up, my side may Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Menachem, who passed one. This Baal HaTeh, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Menachem said it's not good. And it was a big hullabaloo, not called the Dolly Hazor, many Dolly Hazor held like the Rashbam, and like the Rabbi Nishmaya. And the Allah is good, and the Rabbi Nishmaya held that it's good. So the Shaykh is, what do you do with the Rashbam's riot? Why did the Abai Barabba only argue in the case of writing to get Allah to us in Snoku, sounds like an us in Shaina Noku, which is Ben Kaba Katolush, so there's no room to make Xerish and Medito. So what did the Rabbi Nishmaya in the Bahar, the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Menachem, what are we going to do with that right? So they re-explained it, but he says, no. The reason why the Gemara says, if you'll be cutting, if you'll pluck out the leaf that's growing the flower, Allah shall, in the Otis, Shein and Ochus, it'll also be a problem of Mechuz HaMais. But the reason why the Gemara mentioned Alas Alas Itznaku is to tell you the following. So Tertius says things like this. If the husband writes a get, the husband writes a get and gives it to his wife. So how, which kinyon do you need on a get? So the original kinyon in the Chumash is the Nasam Diyot, a kinyon yad. So that's what we mentioned, that the deceased is of the thing. Kinyon yad is only the whole get. The deceased says this in another context. If you hold something inside your hand, that's kinyan yad. If you hold it in your hand, part of it is sticking out, protruding past the hand, that's hagbor. If you hold it in your hand and some part is protruding above the hand, so whatever is in the hand is yad, whatever is above the hand is aver yad, that's also yad. But if you hold the guest like this, whatever is in the hand is yad, whatever is protruding on the side is hagbor. So that's a nesivus in Hilchos Hagbor. Rebbe Kidega writes the same as the nesivus on his own and his chubas. They were contemporaries, they corresponded with each other. And then he says, in the Megillah, that would be no good by get. So in Kidega, as a home, you have to fold up the get so small that the whole get should be the Hayat, because Rebbe Kidega holds that Hagbor and the Shicha are not acceptable for a get. He holds that only Yad is good, it says the Chumash for Nasam the Yadda. And then the Gemara says, on Ayin Zayin Amanala, in the first half in Terekazar, Eli Yad the Yadda, Chatser, and the ninth half of Lama Benasam, the Kama Kama Shachatur is also good. If the Baal puts the get into the chaser on his wife, if the Baal puts the get into his own chaser, then it's not going to chaser to the wife. So that's equivalent to putting the get into the chaser door. So the Kedega says those are the only two kinyonim that are acceptable. You have a chaser, and Hagbor is no good. So our thesis is the favorish against the Kedega, that Hagbor and the Shicha are good. But say the husband leans over, or a play hard, say, and the husband leans over to bring the get closer to the. He walks over to the wife and he says, here's the get that's inside my pocket, take it. And she takes it. So the Gemara says that's not a violation of Kriyas Magadi Karka, because he came close to the woman. He did the Hakolos on the seat, and she did the Gemara on the seat. So when she takes the gift, does she have to hold it? She folds it up so small so that she did the other. She just takes it like it's a plumber. She's already in the Goresh. So she says the same for you. The Hakbor and the Shicha are acceptable. Again, Rebbe Kidega. Why? So the answer of Pashtus is that the Yad and Chotzer are kind of by virtue of the fact that the metalpul, the Yad and Chotzer are kind of by metalpul. It's kind of because the metalpul in here to get, that's what we're talking about to get here, is Bershul Taisha. Or if I want to give you a lula to be kind of, so if you make a Kenyan Yad on the lula, that's what they hold the Esther in your hand. You make a Kenyan Yada, or you put it in your automobile, or you put it in your home, in your apartment, and you kind of, you don't need it. But the Kenyan Chatz there, so you're kind of by virtue of the fact that it's in your Rishus. So the Shiach and Hagbah is also, it's considered as if it's in your Rishus. When you do Hagbah, even the Shiach HaMoyt, or even in the grocery store, when you buy groceries and you pick up the bag in the grocery store, so Hagbah is kind of the Shiach HaMoyt, because it's considered as if you brought it into your Rishus, because the bag of the grocery is no longer sitting on the countertop. Once you pick it up, so it's considered you brought it into your Rishus. The same is true if you did Mashiacha, you do Mashiacha, Mashiacha Rabbim is not. Mashiacha is only kind of the symptom, you see Mashiacha Rabbim. So that's considered as if you brought the object into your Rishus. So that's what Tosfos holds, that it's the same thing. It's not like Rebbe Kidega, that's the common meaning. So we don't insist on folding up the get so tiny that the whole get should fit into the other. We should be relying on the Tosfos. If it's the Shuvah, that man has the right to. Rebbe Kidega says the meaning of it is not like Rebbe Kidega. What is a problem, what one can raise an issue is that the Gemara has a machlekes in Tver Gazol, machlekes Avyechon and Rishlokish, how he created the Talpil in the Nasir. Rishlokish also, he sinned for an inkar, la mishlech ha-kana miyad, la mishlech ha-zara ha-nikna miyad liyad. That metalpilim are nicknamed b'nishicha. So our nicknamed miyad liyad, that mishicha before Resh is in Nasir. Mishicha has a mitzvah, she talks in Chumash, that says that it's kind of, because that pasuk is talking only about the talpa. Pasuk says the din of Ainoah. There's a nisur of Ainoah, then there's a penalty of Ainoah. So the penalty of Ainoah says in the Mishnah is only applied to the talpa, and Ainoah the karkor. Doesn't mean there's no prohibition of Ainoah and karkor. The Chumash gives an example of nisur Ainoah. When you sell a field in order to show up to someone else, in the field I didn't get the Yerusha. It's not a seachuza by me, it's only a seachuza and I bought it from someone else. So that I'm only going to own the field until Yaigo. When it comes from Kiddush and Yaigo, it's going to go back to the original owner. So the Chumash says, when you sell it, they nickname in Eretz Israel, you should charge the lekeya the correct price, keeping in mind you've been misparshanim ashnas ha'yevo. You have to figure out how many years are there till it's going to come yevo. The lekeya is not going to have the field forever. I'm not going to have the field forever. I'm only going to have the field the same mikneh that I bought from someone else until Yom Kippur. So yeah, as soon as it comes to Yom Kippur, it's going to go back to the rightful owner, to the one who had it originally as a de'akuta. So the Torah says you shouldn't cheat the customer by charging too much. But the Chumash gives, the Rabbanu Chumash says, the Chumash gives the example of the prohibition of Ainoa with respect to carcass. What does the Mishnah say, Ainoa carcass? The Rabban says, no, there are two parts to Ainoa. There's a prohibition in Israel, and there's a penalty of Ainoa. The penalty is that if I cheated the other fellow to the extent of Shtus, Shtus is 1/6 off, there's a whole range. The Gemara in the end of Paragraph 9 explains how to calculate. So there's a whole range of prices that's called the Shtus, that precise amount to the dollar to the penny. So different ways to figure out Shtus, so the whole range is considered Shtus. So if I cheated, then I carry out to the extent of the Shtus, so the Mekach is valid, and I have to reimburse him how much I cheated him. If I cheated him, yes, and the other I can say I want to back out from the whole deal because you're a crook. He can ask for all of his money back and give me and return the item. So that halacha that there's a penalty is not really written explicitly in Jewish. The Talmud darshan that by reading any single line. So the Pesuk says that the din of Ainoa only applies if it's in Kenisla and Sacha, Kalim the Amisach, Alton and Isha Sofi. It says the din of Ainoa only applies to Miyad Amisach, only to the top one, doesn't apply to Kark. How can it be? But the Chumash gives the original example of Ainoa with respect to Karka. The answer is yes. The issue of Ainoa applies to Karka like to the top one, but the penalty of Ainoa, this passage is alluding to the penalty of Ainoa, that only applies to the top one, doesn't apply to Karka. So that passage is talking about the top one. Because it's going on the penalty of Ainoa. And the Pesuk says, Okonam Yaram Yisef, for the prohibition of Ainoa applies both to the Moichah and the Makeah. Sometimes the Moichah knows the true value and he cheats the pants off the Makeah. Sometimes the Makeah knows the true value and he's cheating the Moichah. He's paying, he's underpaying. Whoever knows the correct price and is cheating the other one, sometimes not cheating. Let's say, I'll come and I tell you, I know that you ordered the deal is worth $100,000. If I can only pay $1,000, take it or leave it. No. If I tell you I know how much it's worth, then I can't afford it. So I give you the option of not selling it. But no means if I fool you into believing that I've paid you the correct price, or I fool you into believing that I'm charging you the correct price. But then there's a din of Ainoa. So Shlok says that pasuk is talking about Metalkal, and it says, oh, kind of the Adam Yisecha, so I'm making the Amiyat. So you see from the pasuk that Meshicha before Esh is Menatur, that you can defend the Metalkal and not say Meshicha. Oh, kind of the Adam Yisecha, and Rabbi Yechanan disagrees, and he says it's not true. It's by Torah Moish Kainah. Just like by Karka Kesef is Kainah, by Karka we call it Kesef, but it's the whole reason why. By Metaphon we call it Moish. It's not exactly the same, it's different. So by Metaphon and Moish Kainah, if I pay the full value, by Karka Kesef is Kainah, even if I buy $1 million real estate and I give you $1, I didn't pay the whole value. I have to pay you $1 million for the value of the real estate. I give you $1 for the din if you pay the karka of the kesef, even though it's not the full demand maker. And the top line of Yechanan calls it ma'os, right? Or ma'os, because ma'os means you pay the whole demand maker. So Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with the Rish Lakish. And each one assumes, this is like the first half and the second half and the third half, you see more. Both Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish assume based on another pasuk that only one kinyan works by the top line. If a Jew is owned by another Jew, la'amisech of the chod, the only one kinyan works by the top line. The point of Rish Lakish is that Mashiachim before Esh is Menat Torah the Pasuk. Okanam Yadav Yisechem Mashiachim works by Metalkal and Menat Torah, then Moed will not work. The point of Yechanan that by Torah Moed kind of then Mashiachim doesn't work in a Torah. How do we pass in the Machlokes of Yechanan Rish Lakish? The Gemara in Yibam is in Perek Acharis has a rule that the Amorai took a vote and they determined based on the majority rule that we always pass like Rabbi Yechanan, except the three cases when we pass like Rish Lakish. And this is not listed as one of the three cases. So the pashtus is that we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, right there in Moish Kainish. And Mashiach is not coming to rule. So if Mashiach is only a Sakon of the Rabbanon, that can be good for him yet. How does Tosfos make such a statement? We know the Gemara has later on, you can give a guess, Tuch Dalad Amos of the Isha Dalad Amos, most of the Rishonim assume we've only a Takon of the Rambonon, but the Mishnah says they made a Takon, if you throw the guess Tuch Dalad Amos of the Isha, it works. Okay, so let me show you work on that. How did the Tanoim know that it's so? That says the Pharisees. But here, there is another Pharisee Gemara that says that Mashiach works by Jeff, but we can make a thing to the Dalai Lama. We can make a disagreement with this Pharisee. The Pharisee has a thing that Mashiach and Hakkot both work. Mashiach and Hakkot both only mean the Rabbana to come to Rabbi Yechon. Let me talk to him. But there are boys cutting on the Dalai Lama. Only boys are cutting. Only boys are cutting. Yad and Chotzer are certainly cutting in Atzer. Those are Tsukim. That's the Pussek by Jeff and by the Ganesh. The Gemara line, Zayin and Aleph, has two Tsukim. We spoke about it the other day. That it says, he must be, she must be Yodo. The God is only Chayat Cheso, if he makes the Kini Gneza on the Cheser that he steals. So what constitutes the Kini Gneza? So the Pasuk says, he must be Yodo, Kini Yad. And then the Bright Dad Zion, and I'm Zion and Aleph, and give name later, the Yodo Chaser, and Minayin, on the one that he must be Kamagon. The same thing by the Get, but by the Get it says also the Nasa Yoda, Ali of the Yoda Hatzim, and Antam, but the Nasa, Nikoma, Kom, and then the Gemara says we make a Tara Shoda from both. If you only have the positive by Ganat, you would have thought it's a local din by Ganat. If you only have the positive by Get, you would have thought it's a local din by Get. Now they have the both children to make a Tara Shoda, the Yad and Chatzim are good and call it our good. So this Rabbi Yechon also agrees. That by Tara, and after you can sell the top one to someone outside the Yad, Rabbi Day, Chotzer. Rabbi Yechon only disagrees with Reish Lakish regarding Hagbah Mashiach. Rabbi Yechon holds that Hagbah Mashiach Hagbah Mashiach Hagbah Mashiach Hagbah Mashiach. How do Tyson make a statement that Hagbah Mashiach Hagbah Mashiach Hagbah Mashiach? How do Hagbah Mashiach Hagbah by Yad? Rabbi Gevega thinks that it's not only Yad is good. So we think that Tzara Svar should be good. Yeah, but how do you know? It's only Midir Rabbana. Hagbah Mashiach is only Midir Rabbana. By the Tzavad Amnes, which is only Midir Rabbana, so that's the Bezerish and Mishnah later. So if the husband is going to get Tzav Tzavad Amnes of his wife, it works. And then the Rishonim explains. How does it work? What's the mechanic? It's the Akinah Bani Kiddushin. Even though Tzavad Amnes only Akinah the Rabbana, they declare that this is acceptable to the guest and he canceled the marriage. But how does Tzavad know that Hagbah Mashiach will work by this? Maybe Tzavad doesn't work. How do they know about Almighty? So the answer is, the patient goes to Shitasa, the patient there in Perakazor makes a statement. When is there a machlokes of Bechon and Shlokish? Whether Mashiach works for Natar, Mashiach and Agbo work for Natar and Rabbanon, that it is ma'os to pay. If I'm selling you Dalad Minim, if I'm selling you the Dalad Minim, and I'm going to charge you money for it, and you didn't pay the money yet, you just made an Agbo and a Mashiach. So Shlokish holds your claim in Natar. Rabbi Yechon holds, no, the Tzara boys comes. What if I'm giving you the Dalad Minim as a Matan? I'm not charging you anything. So Tesis proves from the Gemara. Tesis from the Gemara, all the power of Tesis, that's the Shita, the Perakazov, that whenever I'm giving the top one as a gift, even Rabbi Yechon agrees that Hakbon Mashiach exists in a third. Even if we say, call the Tikkun Abon came, the Raisa Tikkun, the Chacham Mechat Tachan Rabbanon, pattern after some did the Raisa. So where in the world did they dig up came the Raisa over here? The Natari Yatsukim that teach you Yad and Chotzer. Hagbah Mashiach is a pure invention with the Rabbanon. What? Then with the Rabbanon we consider Hagbah Mashiach as if he brought it into his Rishus. What is the pattern after? Maybe you need literally Hachnos of the Rishus, like by Yad and Chotzer. The answer is, Pesach said, the answer is no, by Matana, where there is no Dnei HaMekach today. And you can't say by Torah Mois Kohen, it's the Rama Mois, so I'm giving you as a gift. So then he grabbed Yechon and agrees with Reish Lakish that by Torah Mashiach and Hagbah do work. Well, my point of Yechon and Reish Lakish only is that it's a Mekach that I'm selling the Talmud to you. But then Rabbi Yechon says, if it's possible to insist on paying the money, so then you have kind of with Hagbah Mashiach and Reish Lakish disagree. So it's a clear practice of Mashiach. They say that Hagbah Mashiach are good by a get because it works when a third from the Talmud. We know it works for Natura if I'm not talking about the Talmud. That's how you should think there and not. So they hold up the end of I guess it would be good. Fine. So that's an assumption in Tesis. Tesis assumption. And that Tesis says they're coming to be the stomach of Hekoka of the Rajban. Rajban said regarding the deal can the left line on the Kopal and the base. How come the Machoet of Yechon Ishlokish is quoted Machoet Sabai the Rabbi Hanan? It's only quoted on the left line of Kopal and the base going over to Chosei the Manal. In the case of the husband writing to get al alash of atzitz nakhu, should it be the same al alash of atzitz she'enam nakhu? So the Rashban said it's a riot to his opinion, Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Ishmael is the Talmud of Rashi, the right of their opinion, that there's no rubbish opinion, there is any yukam, doesn't apply then. Even if we'll be kaitan, it's not a problem because we've been told this before, it's told us now. It didn't really change anything. The only time you listen might be possible, if you're detaching from Gidula min ha'aret, you're canceling the chibur to the karka, or you can't cancel the chibur to a balka. But if it's a double tablish, nothing changed, it's not called good enough. But there are the insan and the ba'al called nafdo, so point to them, why do you think he wrote the get on an ala, so otzis, no good. So the re, Baba says, explain why. No, the chibur of you. Normally, Mashiach and Agbal is good for a get. Tefarek Lecharte, he did the Haskalah and the Sina, she did the Gemara and the Sina by doing the Mashiach and Agbal. Normally, Mashiach and Agbal is good. But the Gemara says on the top of Chosbeis and Menal, it's coming up next, the Mashiach and Agbal is only kind of on something that's metalpun. If the thing is Mechuba the Karka, the Dina the Karka, then Mashiach and Agbal don't work. Just like Chazoka was formulated by the Allah as the Kinyan of Karka, and Chazoka doesn't work on metalpun. So the Mashiach and Hagbal were formulated as Kinyani and Metalpulim, and they don't work on Karka. Kinyani Karka don't work on Metalpulim. Kinyani Metalpulim don't work on Karka, even though it's physically possible to do it. Like over here, you have a flower pot, the flowers grow. So if it has a hole on the bottom of the flower pot, and the flowers that are growing are yonic from through the adir, the yonic in the ground below, then the flowers that are growing are yonic in the chugar. And if there's no hole on the bottom and the flowers are growing, they're not getting anything from the carpet, the flowers are leaning to toes. But it's exactly the same type of flower pot that is more. It says if it has a hole on the bottom and the flowers that are growing are leaning to the chuber, then only Kinya Chazaka works on the flowers. Kinya Chazaka Mashiach will not work. And if it doesn't have a hole on the bottom and leaning to toes, then only Kinya Chazaka Mashiach will work and Kinya Chazaka will not work. That's the favorite of Gemara, and that's called Beis HaMeral. The Kinyani, the top one, don't work on Karka. Kinyani Karka don't work on the top. The Yitzhak says, the only time that the Machlekes Abba, the reason why the Gemara quotes the Machlekes Abba, the Rabbi Zevish and the Yitzhak, by Kosva of Allah Shalot Yitznaku, it's the same Machlekes Abba, the Rabbi, whether Allah Shalot Yitznaku or Allah Shalot Yitznaku, it'll be the same Machlekes. So why does the Gemara quote Allah Shalot Yitznaku? To tell you that Abba is that kosher, and he's not cautious that he may make a mistake. If he wrote the get on the Allah, Shalosh is not good, so the Dinah can recover the Karka. Dinah can recover, so you're not kind of the Mashiach of the Agbor, unless you're going to take it over the table and be Mashiach the Anika. So one might have thought that Abayi should also make a Zera over here, just like Robert makes a Zera Shema Yisdom. So Abayi should make a Zera Shema, maybe the wife won't realize. The husband gives her a get that's written on a flower that's grown in a flower pot that has a hole on the bottom. If she'll still just do a hagbor, Mashiach, and the hole is still there, directly above the ground, but still yonik in the ground, so then hagbor Mashiach is not kind, because hagbor Mashiach is not kind on karka. And her husband is not good, the hour that's growing is yonik in the chuber. So that's what the Gemara has a Kiddush. No. Even though he wrote the get, it'll be the same as what he's about to write, whether he writes down the hour she wants to talk to him or but the same Yechidish within Abai. Abai is not concerned about any mistake. And not only is he not concerned about Zerish and the Yitzhom, like Rav is concerned, Abai is not even concerned about the fact that when he gives the get to his wife, she may not understand that she has to make a Mashiach HaHagbor over the table, so it shouldn't be any for the Karka anymore. That's why the Gemara quoted the Machlokes Abai v'Rav by Kotzo Alala. So Otzi Naku, the Tal Yachidish within our body. In the Tzitzit, they quote this from the Reed. The Yodam Rebbe, the Mishtag of the Ein, Harisha Koinet, I guess you talk about Allah Shal Otzi Naku, the Mashiach of the Otzi of the Hakwa, Mashiach of the Hakwa is good in the Get, but over here it's no good, because this Get, written on the leaf, is considered Mechuber, and Mechuber, you can't be guided with Mashiach of the Hakwa. So how can Abai say that it's good? The answer is, he's not going to share how far called Mamshalat Paska Yenika Sa'ala to the Amir Mitzamah. And he quotes the Gemara. But that's the Chish. Ta'ala Mamshich HaSalat in Tlaikon V'akati Hashim Mubukarim V'shaz Mashiach V'ad Ma'asher Abayin. So when does Abayin say that he did first he wrote again on the Allah Shalat in Tzmachuk is only because Shokulele, she's going to take this flower pot. The husband's going to shokulele, the husband's going to take the flower. The Yai law, and he gives it to the Yed, The place is the time of the Hinchot, and she put it down. The Makhim Shep Kosekis, in Ikas Ha'atis, the Ashtari Rebut, it says, that Abai's Mashavot, it's not going to not go to them, maybe she'll forget to make the Tikka Zayni. So that's how Tosis is, that the Rebbe, Bala Tosis, is the Salat that I thought of the Rashbam. The Rashbam grew from the left line, that all my places in Bible are only an Allah Shalat is Nakul. And Allah Shalat is Nakul, to the Makhlikis, why? Rabu wouldn't be going to Shem Yitzchak because there's nothing to worry about, because it's all Polish anyway. In the Talmud, can the intellect be? No, that's not why they gave this case. They gave this case to Talmud Chiddush within Abaye. The Abaye should have really made it there here. And there that she may make a mistake. She may not do have Sakha Sahinika. But then in Shechan Agbo won't be coming.
But if she does have Sakha Sahinika, if she does have, he doesn't have. Why is that big either?
Really, then he more juggles around the truth. Yes, and when he says that the word safe means parchment, and when the cloud is the cloud, which establishes that any background that's blue is parchment is acceptable to the exclusion of Balikayim and Oichlin. And the Chachamim say no, that the word safe is not to teach us fear of God. That also, what it means fear is God, of course you have to have effect and against them. It's fear is one term, that you need an extra wordage in the text that a normal Shtari in the Shakidushin wouldn't require. So then the Gemara says, what else are you learning out from the word safe or from the word priestess, right? The Gemara has, we learn out another thing from here. I might have thought, Makish Havayli and Sia, Mahavai because of Sia, Nami because of one might have mistakenly thought, just like how did we establish that there exists such a thing as Kiddush Shtar? Because the Gerishin is done only with Shtar. The only way to get divorced is by the husband giving a gift to the wife. So since Makish Havayli and Sia, there's a comparison equating marriage with divorce, and that's how we establish that one can get married by the Kiddush Shtar. One might have thought, yeah, there is a piece of tea in the stay up, you can get married, I get Kessel, so maybe you can get divorced, I get Kessel also. So that's why it says, save a piece, save a curse, may not have a curse. Fine. This happened in the Gemara, that I might have thought, Makash, I might have seen, Mahabai is just like by getting married, you can get married, I get Kessel, so too, you see, you can get divorced, I get Kessel. Who would be giving the Kessel to? So this Gemara appears on our daughter, it appears in Kiddush and Zakei, it appears in Sukkot Dafkov Dabar on the day, as well as in Erev and Dafkov Dabar. So in all four places, Rashi gives the same shot. I would have thought that just like if the husband gives a ring to his wife and says to his Kalam, it says, Ari, I'm a Kodeshishly, that he creates Kiddush and Zakei, so too, the couple is married for 50 years, and the husband gives his wife a divorce ring. A different kind of a ring. He gives her a ring, or he gives her a dollar, says, our end of the rest is remembered. I would have thought that Kesef makes the age. That's how Rashi always does. So the Svasemis, in his commentary on Sukkot, Avkov Dalit, says, he would have thought that it would make more sense to explain the Havamina of the Gemara, that Kesef would be good for Gershon in the reverse direction. That the Chasm gives a ring to the Kala, says, our end of the rest is remembered. But the Kala gives a ring back to the Chasm. Or the chasm was the kaddish and kala with a cake, whatever, with a bowl of ice cream. She ate it up again. So then she should give a bowl of ice cream to the husband, give him back something, and say how, well, who's going to say it? I mean, the husband will say to the wife, by my accepting, by his giving the ice cream to the wife, it makes kiddush, by her giving back ice cream to him, that should make the gerush. So he shows that he thinks that none of the rishonim think like him. He thinks that Rashi is right, but the Havamina, it's incorrect anyway. Yes, it is not good to make a Gershon. The question is, what was the Havamina in first place? What do they think, that there is a possibility that a man could work with Bala the Kessel? Who would have been giving the Kessel to him? So he thinks that Rashi doesn't sound right, that the Havamina would have been that the husband would be giving the Kessel to the wife and not the Gershon. And Gemara has another list of drushes. It says Sefer Krisus. What's the significance of Sefer Krisus? And we thought, I'm sort of saying all the way, no? And Gemara has various things that it derives from that. Sefer Krisus. The one gate is over here. The husband can give a get out tonight, but if he gives a get to his wife and direct aggression to many, on the condition that it rains tomorrow, it doesn't rain tomorrow, the get should not be cut. Okay? If he gave a get out tonight, if it rains, the get will be cut. It doesn't rain, it won't be cut. But if he gives a get, he says, direct aggression to many, on the condition that you don't drink wine for the rest of your life. So the Gemara says that's not a valid get. Even if she will be careful never to drink wine for the rest of her life, the get is not kosher because the get has to be well outdoorish. They know, has to break, has to sever the relationship. It is just a risk to give the Chomash Lom Tish the Yai Shlosh Yom on the condition that you don't drink wine for the next 30 days. So that's a good tonight, but it is a Chomash Lom Tish the Yai. Koi Mecha Yai Chi, I'm not sure that's definitely based on it. He gives invite to get into the condition that you don't go to visit Japan in the next 30 days. Okay? So he'd be tricked a little bit. Could he give him the get Bahalam again? Could he give him the get today and say the get should be out after 30 days? He has the right to give a get and say, I read the get to Hamanas that you won't visit your parents for a month. But if he says, I read the get to Hamanas that you don't visit your parents for the rest of your life, so that's the lack of the last courage and all that they want. That's the freedom. Yeah, Tyson is bothered with the kasha. The Gemara says later, what if he says, "Harei the gita hamanas shel atish niyan kali mechaye tlom"? As long as so-and-so lives, and so-and-so is younger than the wife, but in all probability, the wife will not be allowed to drink wine for the rest of her life because he said, "As long as tlom is alive." The question doesn't matter, even though he says, I'm not going to teach the young, Tony Mechai, make Tony, as long as he's younger than the wife, and he's probably going to outlive the wife, so it turns out that the guest is restricting the wife for the rest of the life. It's not a number of cars, they know what they know. The question is, since there's a theoretical possibility that Tony may die before the wife, even if Lamaita doesn't happen, but since there was such a theoretical possibility, he'll die earlier, so that's considered a number of cars, they know what they know, it's not a problem. You see from the Gemara that the theoretical possibility is sufficient to be considered a current benol or benol. The Tzitzit is the kasha. When the husband says, I read the Gita Hamanosha Latecha the Beis Tavach on the condition you shouldn't visit your parents for the rest of your life. Her parents are older than her. They're probably going to die before she does. So it's like saying, Hamanosha Latecha the Beis Tavach for the next 30 years. Since the wife, there's a chance the wife will live for more than 30 years. Even if wife is 70 years old, in time her life she's going to live to the age of 100. But there is a possibility. There are people who live past the age of 100. If he says, I'm not sure I'll teach the guy for the next 1,000 years, then it's no good. You don't have anyone who lives 1,000 years. If he says, I'm not sure I'll teach the guy for 30 years, since there is a possibility that the wife will survive longer than 30 years, so he's not restricting her for the rest of her life. Even if he says, I raise the gift of Hamanash Latecha the Beis Tavach for the rest of your life, but there is a possibility that the parents will die before her. So then she'll be able to go wherever she wants. She won't be restricted, she won't be limited. There is no Beis Tavach. That's Tesis Kasha. The Tesis answer is that the word Beis Tavach is not to be taken literally to your parents' home. And once the parents die, it's not called Beis Tavach. It's not means to go visit your family. To go visit the family. So the family, they could be out of custom, and they could, it could turn out that they're going to kill everybody in the family, she'll be the only one. There won't be any Beis Tavach. I don't know, the family, that's like giving a gift to the woman. Holocaust happened once in this year, well, if it doesn't happen, you know, so on. So let's say the husband gives a gift to his son, so I raise a gift up. I'm not that you shouldn't drink wine for the next 1,000 years. We know she's not going to live for more than 1,000 years, so that's not a good gift at all. So here, the husband says, Almanah, Shalom, Tehel, and Beis Tavach should never go visit your family. Beis Tavach doesn't mean your parents come. Then you should say once the parents die, the parents will probably die before her. So likely that the parents will die before they're older than her. So you should say as soon as the parents die, so she's free. She's not restricted by the time anymore. No, Beis Tavach just means your family. So the family, and this is highly unlikely that there's going to be a Holocaust going to wipe out the whole family and it's not going to have any Beis Tavach. It always based on this. The brothers, sisters, children, cousins, it's always family. So that's what the Rishonim have a question. The practice is when a girl gets married, they write it to them. So the three parts of the three amounts of money I mentioned in the first you have the Iker Ksuba, the Masai Zulu for 50 stories. Because religion that they write, that they're consuming at the Chumash speaks about the part of the Shpat and Kesha Fishkol, Kemola Ramasula, the 50 strong, the two, the four and the two in every shekel, Fishkol and the Masayim do the same thing. The Fishkol and Kesha Tzuri, the amount that the Kesha Chumash, money in the Chumash is Kesha Tzuri. Kesha Tzuri and Kesha Medina, they have two concurrent monetary systems running in their toe at the same time. Each one has, let's say, a dollar, a half a dollar, a quarter, a dime, a nickel, a penny. Each one has the same. But each one of the denominations of the Keset Tzuri system were worth eight times the value of each of the counterparts in the Keset Medina. A dollar of Keset Tzuri was worth $8 in Keset Medina. A penny of Keset Tzuri was worth eight times the penny in the Keset Medina. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, in Chorus and other systems, all Keset Ba'al is Keset Tzuri. Whatever the Chumash, these are not Shloshim Shalabim, Makhtas HaShekel, Hanishim Shalabim Shalabim, and Meir, Selah Shalom, Oti Shemra, to be measured in Keset Tzuri. Even though we pass in the Ketubah Zlach Eraita, and Makhoi Tzuri Tanoi, and Makhoi Tzuri Shalim, the overwhelming majority of the Shem pass in the Ketubah Zlach Eraita, nonetheless, the next two will be right to Chazi Dichem and Eraita, the 50 Zuz, the 200 Shkolim, the 200 Zuzim, the 50 Shkolim, which is equal to 200 Zuz, so we write that he deserves an Eter, I am not sure she doesn't, she's not entitled to an Eter. The Rashi explains in Skubis and that's the first parish, that's Tessam and Allah. Chazi Lishma Deraita means the Ksuba is not Deraita, but the money that he owes her, the 50 shtonim that he owes her, is Kesef Tzuri money, is it? But what is it? Money Deraita. Because the story of Ksuba is mentioned in Kuddish, Kesef Yishtok and Boar, after Ksuba. It says, I'm from a father, she pays the same amount as Ksuba. After the time I'm understood from the person who makes Ksuba is in Deraita. Which is alluding to. The other half said, no, that was a minute in the days of Matan Pesach, when a boy would marry a girl who was never married previously. He would give her a ksuba of Chamish and Shekel Kesef, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's an obligation, it's not a biblical obligation. The din of an instrument of fact that you say in Shkolim is patterned after the practice that existed in the Middle East in the days of Matan Pesach, that they would give a ksuba of Yitzhak Shkolim. So we thought the ksuba of their eyes, but it's mentioned in the Chumash. So the amount that's mentioned is obligatory in the Rabbanan. How much is mentioned? 50 shtonim kesef tzuri. So that's the first amount that we write in Ksuba. We write Ikik Ksuba. Then we write Tosefet Ksuba. And in the goodness of the top, he adds on another 100 Sukukim kesef tzuri, Sukukim kesef tzuri, silver coins that existed in the days of the Ma'aril. Way more than all of the whole Ikik Ksuba, way more, $10,000. And then you write Nizunya. The third part that you write in Ksuba is what we call Nizunya from Barzal. So the husband, the chassid, assesses the value of all of the property that girl brings into the marriage. What does that mean? Bringing clothing, and the parents gave her sheets, and the parents gave her the furniture, and they gave her an automobile, and they gave her jewelry. So we write all the jewelry and everything, all the sheets, all the beds, everything we assess it is being evaluated as 100 of the cooking kesef tzuri. So these are the three parts that we write into the Ksuba. So when we write that, we write all of the jewelry that she's bringing in, the Beit Avuha, her father's home. So if you have a girl who moved to her father's home a long time ago, then you don't write the Beit Avuha. Then you write the Beit Nasha that she's bringing in from her own home. The Beit Avuha, you only write if the girl is living with her parents the whole time. And then she's getting married, so she's bringing all of these Nidunya, and then bringing the Anolas, like, the following the value of all of the Nidunya. The Nidunya means all of the property, the jewelry, the clothing, and the sheets, and the furniture that the parents gave them. They are all from the parents' home. So the child is, what if the father is not alive? Does it make sense that you go to the Yitzhak? But she lives with a mother, she lives with her brothers and her sisters, and she's getting married. Can you write in the Ksuba, in the day you do with the Anola saying you pay Abuha? Is that called Beit Avuha? The son of the Shem said, no, the father's not alive. What do you mean you pay Abuha? She's not leaving her father's home. And others said, no, like Tessie says over here. Amalash, the Tessie of Beit Avuha doesn't mean your parents' home, literally the parents' home. Beit Avuha means for the family. So even though the father's not alive, but she's not a Gershon guy, she didn't convert, she has relatives. She hangs out with her brothers and her sisters, she hangs out with her cousins. That's also called the day of work. The common practice is that if the girl is the assignment, that we don't write an example. But many Rishonim say, no, based on this Tosfos, that the Tosfos in the Maskel shall be tehel the day of it. Shvi al mona day of it. The Tosfos says, if I'm day of it, I can go to the court. The Tosfos father had already died. The Tosfos says, it's called day of it, it's called day of it, even the father is not one. What other thing am I learned out from that phrase, creases? That they meet the sacred things which is in Zohar Kodesh, they know that they know. But this was one day that they make a tanai that's going to be binding out for the rest of the life. That's not a valid gift. Everyone has another din that's derived from sacred creases. Zohar Kodesh, they know that they know that there should be creases, that the nesina should be in a form of creases. So the more has a din later, and Sarah Kazur, the husband writes the get and he puts it in the Adishnai. And the get has a string attached, literally has a string. Get the yodo or mishira the yodo. Mishira means mention you press it, the end of the string. And the string is strong enough that if he wants it, he can yank the whole get out of her hand. Even though he's not interested in yanking it, but right now he gave the get in such a way that he can still yank it out. So that's not called the nesina on the get. So he has to do the nesina in a fashion of creases, so since he can still pull it out of her hand, so the get is not yet gone. Let's say, while he's still holding on to the get, he's not going to hold on to the get forever. He's going to go eat something, he's going to go to sleep, he's going to go look for a different wife now. But the question is, he gave the get in his wife's hand, and still holding on to the string, he can yank it out. And someone else, a boyfriend, comes and he gives the girl, he gives the wife a ring, and says, I'm going to have a so was the get chal already from the moment that the husband put the get in her hand? But he say, no, the get is only chal when he lets go of the string. So we talk that if the string is drawn enough to yank the get out of our hands, get the other shield of the yodo. And he's holding on to the string, and yochala natko the havira. Well, that's a lack of creases. And the sina has to be one of creases. The tanai has to be one of creases. If you make the tanai, I'm an ocean of kushi, I'm the yodo, let's know this. And why has a third day? They're doing the shifta. I'm about to say gimel. Let's say the husband gives his wife a gift. He says, I read the gita, I'm enough that you never marry so and so. But that's a lack of creases. Creases means he's not connected with the wife anymore. He gives her the right to marry anybody she chooses. But if he's going to make a tonight, you make a tonight, well, she shouldn't drink wine. She shouldn't drink wine. Also, he can't say for the rest of her life. But if he's going to make a tonight enough that she shouldn't marry someone, because then he's still holding on to the marriage with his wife, with respect to that she's not going to marry someone else, that's also a lack of creases. All these demons are derived from the expression creases. In Shulchan Aruch, they have a mimic. It's not a dinner. Ramah has a mimic. That when a couple gets divorced, they have to make some resolution regarding the assets that they held in common. They had a bank account together, they had a savings account. The Amishad has been taken, Amishad's wife takes. So the husband has to pay the wife's suga, and the successor's suga, and then it's union. And what about the rest of the money in the bank account? What about all the. Who's going to have custody of the children, okay? And who's going to take all the other property? So there are more as a minute. And you should divide all of the assets. Everything should be taken care of before you give the gift. The gift should be the last thing. So that when the gift is given, it's literally double covered pain all the way up. But that's only a minute. That's not a real gift. So that's why in recent years in America, because there are husbands who hold up their wives for getting. So that's why many rabbi recommended that they should not make. You should not hold the get to the end. They should try to get the get as early as possible, and then work on the monetary, the resolution of the monetary matters later. Topic. Got to hold the get to the end. But the husband may become the shugan, and it may give the wife a hard time as far as giving the get. Okay, the next mission we learn to many. I'm going to sit in the beginning of the discipline of Gimel and Beis, encouraging them to have get and hold their character. We discussed the two reasons. Yerushalmi says because the Zumi is the safer and the Rajwa has a sign, so the safe only makes sense according to the Yerushalmi leader. But according to the Chachamim, the word safer means spirit of drugs, so you can't say Zumi is the safe. But the Rajwa said because of the Vinosa, you can't use the verb to see it on the hood of the car. Okay, and then there's some other case function. The Mishnah says, encourage them to hold their character. One that did the right and did the wrong. So we just gave two different reasons why it did the right, either because of lack of nesina, the way the Rashi said, or because of a lack of the safer. And the Mishnah says, what if he wrote the yet for the Yevon and Kubba the character, it would be kosher. What do you mean? But we just said it's a thin terrace and kosher and Kubba the character. And kosher means that it's not good. And then it says, if you wrote it on Kubba the character, as long as the Yevon has signed it, if we repatch, that's okay. So that's the Gemara fashion. You're asking about the Mishnah, where it says Gemara, if you like this. Kotvam Kubba the character, and kosher, as long as it's in the Kotvam, and so Yevon, the Tavar, is facing Gemara, well, I'm good. So I'm in Rashi, but you just wrote in the first line of the Mishnah, and first, you don't allow the guest to be written on the Kubba the character, and to be ignored. There's a thing that writes, you can't write on the Kubba, then there's a Kubba with the Rabbanon. Another part of the guest may also not be written on the Kubba, but if you have it, if you wrote that other part, then the Rabbanon shouldn't be written on the Kubba. If you have it, if you wrote that, then the Kubba, 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 which part is Menachem, which part is the Rabbanon? I'm going to give them a shmot, so shmot says, who should cheer about the Torah? The different parts to the text of the guest. So the Torah is the Ike part that you can't do without. So if you don't have the Torah, the guest doesn't tell the story of Gerish. And the rest is called the Tokens. Text book, say Sama. We have a lot of words in the guest that are really, you can really, you don't need all the 12 blocks in the guest. Most of the lines are just repetitions. And the shulchan is far beyond it, just to make everything crystal clear. And we get with a real discussion without all of that. So that's the Gemara on Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah, so Shmuel is the top of the Mishnah. We should share Machan Atar. Hein Am Rav Loza, Am Rav Loza, Rishon Machan Atar, Hein Am Rav Loza, Rav Loza, the Mishnah goes like Rav Loza. Rav Loza holds that he was the Rekai, so you don't have to have any Hasim at all. So it says, Muslim, you have the right to get the Shmuel, you have the right to get the Talush. So what is going on? In fact, Rav Loza can be going out of Hasimah. It gets them to need Hasimah. If the seed is good enough, you don't need Hasimah. So obviously, the get has to be written in Shema. The get has to be written in the Talmud. Goes on the 12 lines of the get. Doesn't go on the 2 lines of the seed. The Mishnah goes, Rav Loza, if you have made a seed of character, the other comes. The Mishnah goes like this. Then Hasimah, this is in the Rabban, and he's not even allowed to write the unimportant part of the guest, the part that's extra Lushainus, just to show the story right now, but I write the basis of the woman, the character, Shaliyachda Matarah. Up there is Rabban, left by mistake on that, he'll write the Torah, the main part of the guest, on the Huger, but for the end, if he did wrote, some of the papers, if he wrote the papers, the unimportant part, the unnecessary part of the guest, he wrote that part of the guest in the Huger, and then the Tosha, and he detached it. And comes from the Torah of the Nasallah, and then he wrote the Torah, the main part of the guest, that's the Kubi, he wrote that to Talish, but then the Mishnah says that that would be kosher for the other. So that's the Amr Rav Yudah and Shmuel. Rav Yudah was the Talmud of both Rav and Shmuel. So Shmuel is, Rav Yudah quotes in the name of Shmuel, that's how he interprets the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah is Talmud of Hakshiva the Rabbana. You're not allowed to write even the thesis of the guest, the Shukah, the Shtar of the Alma, the extra of the Shayna, that is Tam, the Yofi, Ashtar of the Alma. The Rabbanan did not allow to write that in the Mechuber either. But in the end, if you did, because the Mechuber, as long as Tosha, as long as he detached the piece of paper, then the Chosmoy, how do you translate the Chosmoy? It means the Gomroy. He completed the writing of the Get, he wrote the Torah from the Get, he has to detach it, but in the end, it will be Tosha. It means that he did not allow to write the paper, it's very simple, the fact that it's only up there, the Rabbanan Chachirah. And to the other, it doesn't pass. That's how it's small that they're for the Mishnah. And the Shlokish doesn't agree. The Shlokish Amar, Chosmoy Shanim, it says in the Mishnah the word, Tolshe the Chosmoy. According to Amar Rav Yudah and Shmuel, the word Chosmoy in the second line of the Mishnah doesn't really mean Chosima. It doesn't refer to the two signatures on the bottom of the page of the Get. It's referring to the Torah of the Get. And Kaisim, Amar Yai, Tolshe of the Get. What if it's Kosmo, if you wrote the Tokus of the Get and Mechuba, then Tolsha, and you finished the Get, the Chosmo means you completed the Get, not that you had the Eidich HaSima. It's going like our brother, you don't need Eidich HaSima. The way the Chosmo means, he can, according to Shmuel, the Chosmo means you completed writing the Torah of the Get, whereas according to Rishlokish, the Mishnah goes like a Neyer, and they hold that when it says in the Chumash, we cross all those sacrifices, it goes on the Hasina. So the main whole Eidich Hasina carries it. So the main part of the Get really is the Eidich Hasina, the two lines with the signatures on the bottom. The whole get can be written Shalom Lishma, because the Lord Lishma goes on the signature. The whole get can be written in the Hapera Mahatil Ben Mechuber. The insistence on writing the Torah only applies to the eighth society. The signature is on the back. At that time, Mishlokish interprets the Mitzvah. Mishlokish Amar, Chas Mishamin Rabbein, and Mishnah goes like Rabbein, and Amar, it's Timikashi. And you have to have, in Hapera Yinigay Chatinah, should be signing Lishma, and they should write the Torah. Shalachi Kom, this I have to read the Mishnah. Any person in Torah, if you're not going to write the whole get, the Mechuber, the Rabbanon, the Chatzilah, the Bereshem, the Yachtom, and there the left, the Eidim will sign when it's still Mechuber, and that would be possible in Hatar. What if the Yevet costs for the Torah? What if he wrote the whole get in Mechuber? And then he detaches the get Tosha, then Kosma, then the Son of the Kosha. If he gets the Eidim to sign it, if he wrote the whole get, then it'll be, the Yevet will be Kosha. So the Mishnah says the first line is the Nidla Hatzilah the Rabbanon. The Hatzilah shouldn't even write the Get according to a mayor. And then after the whole Seder not writing, you have to write the Shmon, you shouldn't write on the Chuber. The Seder only goes on the Hatzilah Seder, it doesn't really go on the Hatzilah Seder Get the book. But the Hatzilah the Rabbanon shouldn't even write the Get on the Chuber. But the evidence he did, in order to have the Hatzilah done the Torah, then it's going to be two ways to read the Mishnah. Does the Stam Mishnah seem to be taught? Usually you have Stam Mishnah and Rebbe. So the way Rish Lakish says the Mishnah goes like Rebbe. And the way Shmuel says the Stam Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Rish Lakish wants to Rebbe Yechon. Rebbe Yechon is the one that says Stam Mishnah and Rebbe. We always try to interpret the Mishnah in such a way that the Stam Mishnah follows Rebbe. And in fact, there is more has traded to what two versions of whether Rabbi Yechon said that or not. And Shmuel's family doesn't hold like that. He doesn't assume that Stam Mishnah was there. He interprets the Stam Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yechon. And for good reason, because the Halacha is like Rabbi Yechon. And Dalet and Malach is like Rabbi Yechon. We pass like Rabbi Yechon today in the Seder. Then we more quote this Matlekes Abayi Rabbi. The places we were working on before. But more before, they put him up like the Bible, but they have our time in Red Achev. What is cost what he wrote to get our parents shall not be snuckled. He writes to get it, you have the flower pot, you have the fair flower pot, and then you have the flowers growing, and there's a hole on the bottom, so the flowers that are growing are considered the book of the character. But the flower pot is not yours to the ground. The flower pot is the earthenware. Carrot is the earthenware. So the shell of the flower pot is considered Torah. So what happens if the husband were to get Al-Ha-Teres, shell pot is not cool. So that's not a problem. Even though if you write the get on the flowers themselves, that's Mechuber. But if you write the get on the cheres, that's not a problem. Why isn't Rabbi Choshesh Kedir Hashem and Yiktom? Rabbi says that there's a dinder abanam. If you write a get on the ala, on the leaf of the flower that's growing in the flower pot, that's not the snuffle. The Rabbi has a dinder abanam, Kedir Hashem and Yiktom. The apostles of the abanam. So why does everybody agree here that if you write the get, Ksav Ach Cheres, and not the snuffle is kosher? Quite the shock of the heavy eye on the other, can you give the whole flower pot, give the whole thing away? Why aren't you afraid of every shiny yikdom? They may break off that section, break off that part of the flower pot that has to get rid of, give it away. So that's what Rashi explains. Rabbi's chashash and yikdom doesn't apply it. Isn't that normal? Rashi runs, the ain't lochish, though, that we lost. On the main lochish, you shall bear a pair of feet and lock a happy hour of pizza. It's Mechutza Ketitza, it means the Kata of an Asan, the Lord of the Kata of the Kata of an Asan, and the Grashi, the Lord of the they lost it. That's stupid. The husband is not going to crack the flower pot. Why should he break it and only give it again? And he wrote to get on the leaf of the flower, the Lord of the Holy Spirit, but this doesn't make any sense to make it there. They may smash the flower pot and only give it after this. That does not make any sense. What if he wrote Allah Shabbat? It's not good, so when I'm sorry, they both agree that it's good. And it's only my question that by the other, whether it's a Rabbanon or Mitzvah. Here's just the question, why is it good in our Torah? If you say that Allah Shabbat, it's not good, it's considered Mechubah Karka. The Mishnah says if you write on the chuppah, there's no good. How come all of a sudden he really is good? So one could say, like the Ursa Mea, perhaps, the Rishayim. The Rishayim said they didn't like the Yerushalmi's reason that the chuppah is not good because the Lumi didn't say that. They didn't think that makes sense. They thought it only made sense coming to Abiyah Sekhlid, and we don't talk about Abiyah Sekhlid. They didn't think that made sense. So if you say like the Rishayim came up, not like the Rishayim, it's not because of Zumi the Sefer, it's rather than the Chubra is not good because you can't do with a Sina. If it's not considered a Sina, if the thing is carried on the Chubra, it's carried. You can say that this is, I carved out a guest on the bark of the tree. I wrote a guest on a leaf that's attached to the ground, literally attached to the ground. So you can't, how can you do on the Sina? You can't budge from the place. But over here, I wrote again, through the Alan Shalot, it's not the leaf of the flower that's growing on the flower pot that has a hole on the bottom. It's considered a hole of the karka. But I can move it around wherever I want. So that's not a problem of the Sina. The way the Rishayim says that, what's wrong with the chuppah is not good because of the lack of the Sina. You can say that song if your thing is mamish no chuppah the karka. So there's no Sina. I wrote a get on the walls of the building and I'm acting to the walls of the building. I can say the scene on a building. It sits in one spot. You wrote the get on the bark of a tree that's attached to the ground in the ground. So the only way to get it to become Kodesh is by chopping it down. That'll be Mechuz and Meister. But to give it to Nisha like this, that's not called the scene. It's still stuck. It doesn't move around. But here, where the fruit or leaf is considered, if you wrote the get on the leaf of the flower that's growing in the flower pot. True, it is considered mechuber, but this isn't a seed. Because you can walk around with the flower pot, but it will remain mechuber all the time. This is called a seed. But she does that not. When she does the Mashiach of the Hakpah, she has to do it in the machmah where she's going to be machmah the enemy.
Why does it have to be movable? What's wrong? Why is it different than a nevet? If I'm not on a tree, I write the get on a tree, and I'm not on the whole land. What's wrong? Why does it have to be movable? Now she owns the tree and she has the get. If Kenyan is considered a Nesina by Chatzah, so it should be considered a Nesina by the tree also.
Yeah. I don't know, that's what the Ursa Meach asked that Kasha against the Rishayim. How does the Rishayim say that Mechuber is not good because it's not called Nesina? It says, by the Marshal Achpe, Ve'itamo is called Archa. They see that in biblical Hebrew it is called Nesina. But that's what led the Ursa Meach to give this whole different interpretation, that since you need Daso Isha to be kind of the Karka, so that's a lack of the sin. But so here in this Gemara, this is problematic. The Pashtus in this Gemara seems to be that if you write on the Chubim, that per se is not a problem. It's only a problem if the Chubim can't move around. If you can move it around, then it is called in the sin.
And according to Rabbi, according to Abai, how does it help if you makta an atzus nokav with mishicha, she has to first put it on the table. So why isn't that called ktsitsa? That should be ktsitsa. Yeah, why is it different than chopping off the leaf?
Yeah. I don't know, it's a good design. It's only called mechuz ktsitsa if you actually do ktsitsa. But if you just had your nika, now you put it on top of the table, and the makta stops you being nika. That's not called the Lusa Mai Sendiket. Why not?
Maybe she has to be kind to the Kenyan Karaka, not to the Kenyan Mashiach and the Kenyan Hakbol.
That way
you wouldn't need Ksitz.
Then the Kenyan Mashiach and Hakbol will work. Both ones are still Yannick, so the Mashiach and Hakbol won't work. Kenyan and the Tafel won't work.
Maybe she has to do a Kenyan.
But the Shah is out, so the Sendiket itself should be the Lusa Mai Sendiket. That's what you're in. Have it on. And then the Gemara has on the top of the base of Mel on the second line.
Tosfos on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis about the Get Shchimer on Shabbos. So he says that when the Get comes from Rishus Abal, Rishus Habekiyun Nasdila.
Yeah.
So that's going against what we're saying. That's also a question of what we're saying.
Business, let me put it on my daddy characters. I think they quote the Shingram Kang so rich, he said that's how he understood the last line in that patient, the same meaning. The Kedish and Gerd Gomeshus, the Kalashus and Kiel and the Solomon, the Zas Machna is the Messina. That's what we explain, whatever the Zas Machna, you don't need Zas Kaina. So the Zas Machna is the main thing that's making the king. So in Rabba Hall, that it's not called for Gita Pandamikaka. Now, I disagree, you know. That's called a lack of Gita Pandamikaka. If the Isha makes a Shlech with Kabbalah, and then he has to mean with Shlech with Kabbalah, then he gets his given. But that doesn't bother Rabbi. Come to the second option. That doesn't bother Rabbi. Why? Because that the participation of the Isha and the Daita preceded the sin of the Get. So when the Get was given, it was given by Torah. But on the ear, the Hakno of the Yevet and the Hakno of the Chatzit to the Isha is the Nesina. That's why Rabbi disagrees with brother in this case. But the last one to the Get and the Isha comes to Shlia.
If the Gemara seems to say that an av is makabel the gershin for his bitek tana, that's al shliach of the isha. He calls it shliach. Gemara calls it shlichas bal korcha. Gemara calls it shlichas bal korcha. That's the lashon of the Gemara.
No, the kabbalas I get al the acherim bal korcha. The Gemara, the first lashon of Abai, the mishnikam of Abai hell. That the two parshas of get, whenever the get is given directly to the isha, then it can be given bal korcha, and then Rabbi says it has to be given bal korcha. If not given bal korcha, Rabbi holds it's no good. And then, but if you give a get by idei acherim, whenever the isha is not mekabel the get in person, the get is given idei acherim, then you bedakya ni das of isha, and that's what enables the woman to appoint the shliach for the kabbalah. And then the second lashon Abai says, no, I'm going to prove that the first lashon is not correct. Shlichus kabbalah nami ashkan b'akorcha, the others in the kabbalah get, I will beat the laktamra, but that's a get al yidei acherim. I don't think it means that shlichus, he's just proving that get al yidei acherim. There is no such halacha like the first lashon holds. Whenever the get is like that parent, they need to be dafka isha, and that's what enables the woman to make to appoint the shliach. By proving that it's not, in the lashon of Basra, by proving that it's not kirek, that sometimes you can have a get like that parent, and it's going to be bal korcha.
The Gemara in Yud Aleph says that there is no shlichus bal korcha by kedushin. Gemara could have answered that you have this kiddushin al yidei acherim bal korcha shel aktana, just like
when the father married off his daughter.
Right. Whatever you have by gershin, you have by kiddushin. Gemara says.
Yeah.
Gemara says you don't have it by kiddushin.
It's a good kasha. You have to look in the Rishonim there on kiddushin on the pay. What they talk about it. Yeah. I don't know. It is a good kasha. The top of Kodesh on the second line, this is the Gemara that we mentioned quite a few times.
Doesn't the Ramban say in Kedushin that that the when he's explaining the two tzadim in the Gemara, if the father can make a shliach to be mekabel for his daughter, doesn't he explain that's tali if the father is an extension of the yad of the daughter? So it's not that.
I'm explaining the reverse. Whether the Naira can appoint the Shliach with Kabbalah again. By Naira Amrath, he gave him a Kabbalah and Gita. So the father can either accept the guest in person or appoint the Shliach. And the Naira, whether she can appoint the Shliach or not, that's the Machlokes Amaroyim. We pass can know. But then Rabban explains that that's the Machlokes. The ability of the Naira Amrath to accept the guest on her own behalf. The Ramban holds that the Ikar Bailam and the Kabbalah Saget is the father. And the other Yisera Zohar Achman is the Yad of the woman herself, the Naira herself. And the Machlekes Samarayim is whether the Naira's ability to accept the guest because there are two independent Bailam. The father is a Bailam, she's a Bailam. So just like the father can appoint the Shliach, she can appoint the Shliach. And should I say no, that the Naira is considered the Shliach of her father to be able to accept the guest for herself.
Right, so you're saying that by...
It sounds like he's saying...
He's saying that by Gerushin...
The father's ability to be... What?
He's saying that by Gerushin, the Iker Yad is the father's Yad.
in the father's yad.
Right, so maybe by kiddushin would be the same thing, and that's not called a kiddushin ma'akartha, it could be the father's yad is the ikar yad thing with kabbalah kiddushin also. So as long as the father agrees, so it's not considered a kiddushin ma'akartha.
I'm the more close to ma'akartha.
Yeah, but the Shana's argument says, the shkeh of the kabbalah yad will be the time of ma'akartha. So why is that considered? Well, Tarfah, if he's the violence of the Gerishim, the Ika violence of the Gerishim is the father, and the daughter's ability to be Kabbalah Get is the Torah's Yodi Yisera of the father, so why does the Gemara say the father is Kabbalah Get, Nagur Tano, Abito Tano, Bal
Korcho?
You still have to figure out a Yishuv over here. How does this Gemara jive with the other Gemara, Kiddushin Dapeh? I don't know. You have to work on it. Yeah. The next Gemara is famous. The next couple lines are very famous. And the second line from the top of the top of the top. What about the Shalach of the Zorim Shalach here? The earthenware flower pot belongs to Ruvain, and the flowers that are growing inside belong to Shimon. And one wants to sell to the other. So the flower pot is not yearning from the ground, only the flowers are yearning from the ground. So since the flowers are yonic from the ground, so that's the kinahuber. The flower pot is not yonic at all, but the flower pot is considered tavush. But the owner of the flower pot, the artist wants to sell the flower pot to the owner of the zroim, so I'll have to make a clean and the tavushim on the flower pot. If the owner of the zroim wants to sell the zroim to the owner of the flower pot, that's the kinahuber. You have to make a kinahuber. And if I'm making yonic karka on the flower pot, or you know the top of them on the flowers, it won't be kind of that because the receivers put the one shot of the fish on the gemara. She got no more law that you know the karka don't work on the top of the on the top, no more and karka. That's the gemara. Oh, to show that, and I'm sure like there. Well, my law is with God, I was right. If he wants to sell the flower pot to the owner of the drawings, the kiddush and bash akana, it makes the shikha is good because the flower pot, the shell of the flower pot is being a kid on top of it. The flowers are yearning, but the flower pot is not yearning. What if the reverse not about the number of offices? What if he's selling the flowers to the owner of the flower pot? But God and she asked if he's right. Unless he's massively enigmas, like Tessa said before. He's massively enigmas, and the flowers themselves are being kintolish, and then he can be cut in with that bomb machine. But if he's not massively enigmas, so called one that's still yearning, that's demon in the hooker, but then he says, she asked if he's right. The cold man is still yearning, the dimmick and the chutz, he needs Akhir Chazor. What if I took the drum shall echo the Mechor and Akhir? Well, they both belong to me. Reuben owns the flower pot with the flowers that are growing inside. He owns both Karka and Mitzachlan, and it's on to another person. It's Hechlik, the drawing that feels okay after one or the Mechabal Maton. Next is Kinya Chazorke on the drawing because the drawing on Dimmick and the Chuber. And it's only Nikna the Chazorke. So then not only is it kind of the drawing is kind of the art is also based on the din of Kinyanaga. Kanahatsis is kind of the metaphor and Nagam the Kakus of Shishanina based on the Mishnah Kedushin. The Chosin Shema Machrayis, that means metaphor and Amnik, the Abel Machosin Shishma Machrayis, that means Karka, the Kesef of Bishtar the Chazok, once you make a Kinyan of the Karka, you kind of the metaphor without a need for a second by the Kinyan. But if the reverse, the otzis, what if I want to sell you the otzis with the drive? Everything belongs to me. Why do we back everything to you? You make a kinyan chazoke on the otzis. No, otzis is din kitabush. A chazoke is a kinyan karka. It doesn't work on tovish. So the din is not only, you're not kind of haka, you're not even kind of the otzis. A otzis like ono. A shayachit is drawing. The only time you kind of, the only time you kind of is that you make a kinyan chazoke on the drawing, then you can be kind of the otzis aga. The top of my nickname Agav Karka. The Karka does not nickname Agav the top of it. It is right when you use it Agav, so the quote in Gemara says, if you push it up from Zayim and Allah, you have to use the expression Agav if you need the Inam. The Gemara says there, to do it by the Inam, you don't have to pile up. It's not necessary to pile up the top of on top of the Karka in order that Agav should work. There can be in two different locations. The top of my here and the Karka is over there. But you do have to say Agav Kni. You have to use that expression. I want you to kind of in the top of it, Agav the Karka. The Tarsus is the Sufik, maybe over here, since the role of the flower pot is in order to hold the flowers, that the flowers shouldn't fall out. that maybe if he says, I want to be machna to you, the karka with the metal, for him, and you make a kinyan on the karka, and he's going to make a hazoken, I said, I want to make a machna both. Maybe he was saying, maybe there's no need to mention that expression, agav. Because since the metalpolim on the shamash, the karka, maybe it's considered like one unit. Not like karka over here, the metalpolim over there. I have a veina in Iowa, and I have a house in Manhattan. I'm after the karka. I'm after the metalpolim, I'm after the karka. It's fine. But then you have to say, out of it, maybe here, but in the metalpolim on the shamash, the karka, that's the second sentence from the top. Sorry, they're not sure. And so I'm not having to sneak them over the album. You have to use that expression like you normally require. It says, if you have any fair time, the condition. If you more said there, to the conclusion, you don't have to have the metalpolim piled up on top of the karka, but I would have to sneak them. The Shem Alpha, but sorry, maybe it's not necessary to use that expression on the cave. The term, us, it's Mizraim. The us, it's servicing Mizraim. All this together. Maybe it's about the log of Mizraim and 50 steady. He doesn't say he wants to be Machnabot, so the Machnabot like, yeah, is not going to be kind of the Ossets. But he says, I want to be Machnabot, so maybe it's not necessary to say, I'm giving you one out of the other. The same person says the same Tzorchim, the same topic, Gabi did the Gemara Bobi Basra. I want to sell you a field, or I want to give you a gift of a field. And I already wrote a star that this field belongs to you. It's going to be a star, right? That you're going to make a kinyan on the field, and the star is already written. If the star wasn't written yet, and I write it later, so the star doesn't belong to you until I do the Tzivos HaShtar. But if I already wrote the star in advance, and you make a kinyan hazokin on the karka, you make a kinyan chalipin on the karka, you give me a hekesh, if you find the karka in matana, so the Gemara says, Zui Shoshaninu, that you can be kind of the taltolin agav karka. The Gemara then, Baba Basra, quotes this Chesedamat in Amata Sassin, I think. Sholosh Star is saying. The one case is where the star was written already on the Matna Zakarka before the Lekech, before the Mekabo Matan made the Kenyan on the Karka. The one who sent the Karka is kind of the star also, because it's the Kenyan on it. The person says, maybe it's not the Rengabi star, that you kinship with the Karka and Dikna Ashtar, but I'm not sure. That's the Lashani Gemara and Bodhi Basra. The place writes the same start in, the same topic. Shem Hasan Lovin and Agbekni. Maybe it's not necessary to use that Lashan. Agbekni Shem the star, after of the Aru. That's the Lashani Gemara. After means if you hold on to the reins of the horse. That's the way you pull the horse. The Gemara has an expression that the star goes along with the karka. Whoever owns the karka would like to have a star that serves as a star rayon. That he is the owner of the karka. And maybe since the star, it's not like I'm selling it to him in Iowa with the house in Manhattan. Two unrelated things. The karka is over here and the talpun is over there. And here, the talpun is the shamish karka. The owner of the karka would like to have a star that attests to the fact that he owns the karka, star, right? But since star after of the ara, maybe it's not necessary to say, I've everything. That's basically. There was a practice in the days of the Gaonim, and even on the Din of the Gemara it says that metalpoli the Yashni, Vaibhishtapti of Ksuba, a man dies, and his wife is an almon, and she's entitled to collect the Ksuba. So you can only collect from the Karkoes of the Yisrael, you can't collect from the metalpoli. Metalpoli has to understand this. Nonetheless, in the days of the Gaonim, they did allow collecting from the Talmud. So the question in Rishonim, is this a Takonah Tavayna? Was this a new Takonah? Or did this work in the Dina Bigamah? So there's a discussion of places in Ksuba. By Gamba Zarabi, I don't have it. So the Rosh and other Rishonim quote in the name of the Bali Ataisis that this is Medina Bigamah. Why? Because in our Ksuba, our practice is that we write the Chosin is obligating himself with 3 points, the Ikik Ksuba, the Sefer Ksuba in the Dunya. And he says, and it's Mishab, and this is the Islam Achrayt, with the Leif Lon Achrayt. Kulon, the Yon Achrayt, on Goyim, the Ikram, the Hanshtak, Ksuba, the Dunya, the Dunya, the Sefer Ksuba. All three, the Ikik Ksuba, the Sefer Ksuba in the Dunya, Ksuba, the Dunya, the Dunya, the Sefer Ksuba, all 3 points, she should be able to collect, this is the Islam Achrayt, the lady's not that right. And the shaman both the karka and the top. Initially, it's not that right in the karka. He said, the lady's not that right in the top. So since with the shabbat and the top and the magal karka, that's the more cheskis abate. That shiva the chosin is considered a kinyan lachatzoin. It's considered as if the lady owns the karkois of the malva lachatzoin. He owns the karkois of the malva the nixa with respect to having the ability to collect later. So when the later sells the karka to the kuchas, so the malva can come later on and say, but I already owned this karka before the later sold it to you. I'm the lakeach rishon. But the, I own the field and I sold it to one guy, then we sold it, I sold it to another guy. So I sold it to the first one. So the first one I sold it to gets the rights to it, the one I sold it to second has no rights to it. So here, Shiva Nechasim is, in a certain sense, it's a king of the Hatzayim. The Malga owns the karkos of the Leiva with respect to the Bias. So that when the Leiva will sell a karkos to the Kukas, so the Malga will be able to say, I own these karkos before you got ownership of them. But that's why the Gemara says that King and Agav works. The Gemara says, okay, Shechas Kusabati. You can be Meshavit Metoplin Agav Karka to enable the Malga to collect from Metoplin on the Kukas of the Kukas. Here the meaning was in the name of the days of the government, the name of the days of the Baliatations, they would only collect from Yesayman, from the Talmud. They wouldn't collect from the Kukas. But that's a Shaila de Manasha. If you wrote it, Iksuv and Yitzhak, the life of Ifal and Achrayas, the life of Achrayas, if you wrote the Verish, so you must have the Metalpul and Agav the Karkas. You should be able to collect from the Metalpul of the Kukas as well. Why was the meaning that the only collection from the Metalpul of the Yesayman? So that's what the Rosh quotes in the name of the Bhagavad in the Tom. No, because the Gemara says in Kibushin, Agav Ibn, you have to use this code. You have to say that word, I want you to become the Falcon Agav Karka. Even actually, we don't say Agav, we say Nichsin, the Islam Achrayis, with the Leifon Achrayis, Amishabed the Karka and the Falcon. I didn't write Amishabed the Falcon Agav the Karka. If I would have said Amishabed the Falcon Agav the Karka, then not only would the Yeshiva Nechazan on the top would be the Yisraimim, the Malv would be able to collect even from the top and not the Lekuchas. But he didn't say Agav. He just said, Nichten, Al-Mishat it both the Karka and the top one. So with respect to the Lekuchas, it doesn't work. So why does it work with respect to the Yisraimim? So why do you have a right to collect even from the Yisraimim? So that's what the Rabbi Natan comes up with this fantastic kiddush. He wants to collect things. The ability to collect from the assignment is not based on Shibud Nechazim. It's based on Shibud Agud. The Gemara Rav Avashe Kuf Nun Zayin has a Shaila. Shibud Nechazim is a form of Kinyan LaHatzoyin. That's what you see in the Gemara by Yaga. So just like you cannot be Makne, Adol Shalom Bo Yoyim, and Machlech Tzadneh Nechachamim. We pass the Chacham. You cannot be Makna Dovish Lavolim. So can you be Mishabe Karka that you didn't even buy yet? I write, I'm borrowing $1,000 from you. I'm Mishabe Rova Karkoz that I have. Rova Karkoz that I will buy in the future. I'm Mishabe then to you. That in the event that I sell it to the Kulu, you should be able to collect the Kulu. Can you make it? You can make it. Can you know Dovish Lavolim? The Rabban, the Rabban here. But can you make a Shiva in the Chosin on the Karka that's Lavolim? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that yes, I, but the king of Achatzoni can make a king of Davish Lavavirayla. So the Ktois discusses it, but he says, he has a short essay, he says, there's no way under the sun to explain how it works. So it's not kind of the Rabban, right? On the level of the right, it doesn't work. It's not a king of Davish Lavavirayla, but it doesn't work. So it's not kind of the Rabban. So that's what we write. We write, Dikadoi, Udoser Amalanikti, Amishabit, all the karkois that I have, and it's super, we write. That's the standard text. We write. I'm shabbat over kakwas that I have. And all the kakwas that I'm going to get into the future. So this is starts off on Kuf and Zayin on an Alwish and Bogabash. It starts off as a Nibai and the Gemara. A solid. But then the Gemara brings to the Hebrew Mishnah that you can collect from the karkwas of the Yisraimim even though the Leiva didn't have them at the time of the Halakhah. So you see that he must have written the sheep of the Ekni, so you see that the Ekni works. So the Gemara says, no, maybe collecting from Yisraelim is not based on sheep of the Chosin. the mitzvah of Shem in the first five seconds, maybe it's based on Shibir Aguri. The father dies and he leaves no assets and he owes $1 million, but there's no Shibir Aguri, the Yerushim don't have to pay. But if the father dies and he leaves the whole Yerusha to the children, and let's say it's metalphorm, it's not karka. But then the Gemara says, Nikar and Nid, we should really say, mitzvah of Shem in the first five seconds, there's really a Shibir Aguri. To the extent that the Yerushim money from the father, there should be a Shibir Aguri. That's why there's a Rashi in the first parak in Bava Kama. But the Gemara has that expression, the Talta Luyash, the Love Yishtav Dil Bachari. So Rashi writes a whole funny reason. Instead of writing the simple Tal, because there's no Shibin Chosin on the Talpun, there's no Shibin Chosin on Karka. You don't, just like there's no Shibin Chosin on the Talpun by the Lukukas. So there's no Shibin Chosin on the Talpun by the Yishtami. So Rashi doesn't write like that. Rashi says, because you can never tell, maybe the metalpun were purchased by the assignment after the father died. What is it? The Niri points out, what does he need such a cockeyed reason? Why don't you just give a simple tam? The metalpun yellow mishtav did the balfay, because there's no shit in the chosen on the metalpun. You see that Rashi holds that Nikar Adin you can collect from the assignment not based on shit in the chosen. It can be based on shit in Agud. And you need a new reason why you shouldn't collect it. It's a separate halacha. It's not identical to the halacha that the metalpun not Tacha Shibur HaMalvin, there's no Shibur HaMalvin on top. We have to allow that there's no out there, there's no Shibur HaMalvin, you can't collect from the Lukukas. But nonetheless, move out there, you can't collect from the Yisrael. You can't collect from the Yisrael. So that's why Rashi understood that the reason why is because you don't need Shibur HaMalvin to collect from the Yisrael. But that's how the Gemara says, the Gemara has decided whether the Ekni is Mishtabe. So the Gemara says, even if you hold the Ekni is not Mishtabe, because you can't make a Kenyan on the Dabash Lababi Yadam. If you're like Red Meir, that you can make a Kenyan on the Dabash Lababi Yadam, the Kenyan will be Chabon, it will be Bona Oilam, you can make the Shiva the Ekni also, the Shiva will be Chabon, then it's all by the Kern. But we hold not like Red Meir, we hold the Dabash Lababi Yadam, can we make a Kenyan? So the Gemara suggests maybe the Ekni is not Mishtabe, but collecting the assignment, that's not enough. Then the Gemara goes, still on his day, he's cooked his day. But the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, yes, the acne does work, even if they collect from the Kufas. But that's the big machalikah, if you look at Chosh Mishpah, it's in Kuf Yirawa. The Chabas quotes the machalikah is from the guy, once you get to the final maskanas of Gemara, that the acne does work, even if they collect from the Kufas, you still hold from the original Nechiyah, the original suggestion that the Gemara said in the Chabas, that in order to collect from the Yisrael, you don't even need Shiva the acne. So that's 2 days from Shulchan Aruch. What if a man borrowed the letter of borrowed money from the Malvin, and he wrote a star, and he wrote on the Shabbat all the karkos that I have. He didn't write on the Shabbat the karkos that I'm going to get. He didn't write the acne, so you don't say Achrai Tosei. So the Malvin will not be able to collect from the Lukukas the karka that the letter didn't possess at the time of Malvin. But the 2 days in the Goyim, quoted by the Mechaber, 2 days, one line sits in the Mechaber, in Kuf Yirala. Can you collect from the Yisraelim or not? So that's what this Rabbi Natan is distinguishing. He says, Me'ikir Adin, you should really be able to collect from the Yisraelim and Metalpulim also, like that Rashi Kovacana. Because collecting from the Yisraelim is not based on Shibin Achaz, neither is not Shibin Achaz, not Metalpulim. You should be able to collect from the Yisraelim based on Shibin Aguf. But there's a new din you shouldn't collect. The Ikir Smichas Dasa of the Malve is not on the Metalpulim of the Yisraelim. But what happens if he said, listen, this one Achrayim, because I like one Achrayim. He said, the famous on the Shabbat is both the Karka and the Talpun. But then the Smichas Das of the Malva is on the Talpun. But then we say that then you can even collect from the Talpun of these things. But in order to be able to collect from the Talpun of the Lekuchas, for that the Gemara said in the Cheshkut of Asmiyachav Agav, Kinyan Agav. Because you can't collect from the Lekuchas based on Shiva Chasim. So Shin Nechazim is the king of Ahatzai. So for that you have to say Agav, Agav Ekni. That's what the Rabbi Natan said. If you didn't say Agav Ekni, you just said on the Shabbat the Karka and the Metalpun. So to collect from the Yisraelim, you will be able to. If you collect from the Lekuchas, you won't be able to. So you have to use that lashon Agav Ekni. That's what it says in here. In the Sufik, maybe by the Otis that Tovil to the Zeroyim, maybe by the star, right on the karka, that after the yara, and maybe since there, there's a top one on top of the karka, maybe there's no need over there for the formula of Agavik Ni. It's considered as if it's one unit together with the karka, and you don't need the explosion of Agavik. Okay. I'll have to, I don't know yet whether I'll be able to give the shiur tomorrow night. I'll have to let everybody know. Okay, thank you very much. I'm good for Chayrish, everybody.
Suggest that you should stop. Sean, you get on and make a